Hello fellow Star Trek fans, welcome back to a brand new episode of 10 Forward, the episode summary and recap series brought to you as part of the Clone Star Pod. I'm your host Mike Overton, and in this week's episode we are going to be delving into Season 4, Episode 6 of Star Trek Lower Decks. The episode is titled Pathfinder's Heart Place, so let's delve into it. The episode begins aboard the lower decks of a Ferengi cargo vessel, where we see Geef and his partner sorting through cargo and discussing on how they can make more gold press latinum. They complain about their captain's alignment with the Grand Nagus Rom's vision of equality and hospitality, which includes getting out of the gun-running business. Suddenly, an alert occurs and Geef seems to have been expecting it. However, before any action can be taken, the mysterious ship we've seen throughout this season destroys the Ferengi vessel. Meanwhile, the USS Cerritos is assisting the USS Toronto with the Ferengi's formal application to join the Federation. Admiral Vasseri anticipates a quick signing, but Captain Freeman expects the Ferengi to negotiate aggressively. Rom and Leeta from Ferenginar distract the Admiral while Leeta persuades him to allow for renegotiation. The negotiations take an unexpected turn and Vasseri agrees to several demands. Freeman realises that this is a ploy to delay the signing and warns the Admiral. On the Cerritos, Rutherford and Tendi are working on a shuttle project with remarkable synchronicity. Mariner is unhappy with the autonomous role and becomes irritated when Ransom assigns Boimler and the others to update the Starfleet travel guide. Tendi and Rutherford are tasked with pretending to be newlyweds. They arrive on Ferenginar and Tendi and Rutherford find themselves in an awkward situation pretending to be a couple. They navigate various romantic scenarios, including a visit to Quark's Starfleet Experience Bar and Grill. Path, the Hugsiege, complicates their charade by introducing a series of challenges. Eventually, they must face the prospect of consummating their fake marriage. Mariner goes on a wild drinking and gambling spree with her old friend Quip. After getting into a brawl with the Ferengi biker gang, she ends up in jail and Quip bails her out and confronts her about her self-destructive behaviour, urging her to reflect on her life choices. Now the negotiations have moved to Ferenginar, and they take an unexpected turn when Admiral Vasseri agrees to Rom and Leeta's demands, including an unconventional condition involving the Klingon homeworld. Captain Freeman cleverly secures a move, which essentially gives them a more favourable agreement. Tendi and Rutherford manage to escape their fake romance situation by accusing Dr. Miglimo of trying to break up their marriage. They return to working closely together on their shuttle project, and meanwhile, Boimler's binge-watching session of Ferengi TV gets him into trouble, and Ransom has him forcibly brought back to the ship. The episode concludes with things returning to normal aboard the Cerritos, but the crew members have all had quite unique experiences on their time at Ferenginar. The only thing on this week's episode I didn't really like is I found that the story was just, I don't know, a little bit slow in places. I found the momentum of the episode was quite, I don't want to say drawn out, because I don't think that's the case, but I just feel that the tempo and the pace of this episode was a little bit slower than what we've seen before. There were some bits of it where I just started to kind of get a bit bored of it. But, I mean, other than those small little sort of dips in tempo, there wasn't really anything else that I could find wrong with this week's episode. There were lots of really funny parts of this week's episode. It's almost like they got the Ferengi rules of cliches and threw it at this episode. You know, just lots of really very cliche bits. You know, you have the little slips machine at the shuttle pad outside of the hotel. The names of some of these places, like Loeb's Lodge Hotel, I thought was hilarious. You also had the Museum of Bribery, just very typical Ferengi. The Ferengi Center for Forged Arts, that was also brilliant. And then you also have the paywall in the hotel to pay for things like the minibar and access to the toilet and, you know, the other bits, which again, just very typical Ferengi. I really found funny the memorial for Lost Prophet. Rather than a memorial for the poor people that have died, no, we're not going to have that on Ferenginar. On Ferenginar, we are going to have a memorial for all the profit that was lost when these people died. Which, again, is just so typical Ferengi. As I said, it's like they literally got the book and threw it at this episode. I loved it. Really, really good episode. Lots of little sort of tidbits and things. We also got to see another Parliament class ship, which I thought was kind of cool. The last time we saw one of them, I think, was back in season one, I think. So we last saw a Parliament class ship. You know, the whole situation with Tendy and Rutherford pretending to be married was hilarious, and then kind of pinning it on poor Malignimo at the end to kind of break up their relationship was hilarious. Just lots of really good, funny parts to this episode. My standout moment, though, for this week's episode has to be we have Chase Masterson and Max Krejcik back in Star Trek again, reviving their roles as Rom and Lita. And I have to say, they kind of nailed it with this one. I mean, the story writers, not the actors. The actors are always going to nail it. But the story writers really got this nailed. I mean, we all know Rom's a bit of an idiot, bless him. And the fact that he has this kind of completely dumbfounded, you know, only cares about baseball sort of undertone to it. It's hilarious. You know, everything is about baseball. Baseball this, baseball that, baseball this. So it really shows that his time on DS9 had a profound effect on him. But also, we kind of get to see who wears the trousers in this relationship as well, because Lita's the one that's doing all the negotiations and... You know, you can tell that she's in charge, which I don't know how the Ferengi really deal with that, because we all know how they are against, you know, females, especially clothed females. But yeah, no, it was just, as I said, they just really nailed it this week with these characters, and the writing they did for them was just absolutely spectacular. And again, I was so glad to see Rom and Lita back. It's also interesting to see how they're affecting the Ferengi Alliance as well. You know, joining Starfleet. I mean, if under Zek, they would never have thought about joining Starfleet. You know, it was always about how much profit you can get, where now it's more about hospitality and, you know, not necessarily about profit, which is really interesting. And I kind of hope that we get to see a bit more of this throughout Lower Decks. Maybe season 5, even a season 6 if it happens. It'd be really nice to kind of see this process of if the Ferengi will ever get accepted. We'll have to wait and see. But yeah, my standout moment this week is having Rom and Lita back. The crew's visit to Ferenginar offered a delightful blend of canon references and the creation of some new Star Trek lore. It provided ample opportunities for some really good character development, particularly for Mariner, Freeman, Rutherford and Tendy. The episode pushed the boundaries of the show by weaving multiple storylines together, although this occasionally led to some pacing issues. Captain Freeman shines as she reaffirms her role as a capable leader. The episode also featured the return of some beloved DS9 characters like Grand Nagus Rom and Lita. It explored their more progressive ideals as leaders of the Ferengi Alliance, offering clever negotiations and diplomacy with Captain Freeman. However, some viewers may have wanted to see more of the real Grand Nagus Rom, as the episode leaned heavily into his kind of dumb bartender persona. The Ferengi show, Will They Won't They, which kind of reminds me of a parody of The Office, played a significant role in addressing fan questions about Tendy and Rutherford's dynamic. Whilst the episode didn't fulfil some fans' hopes of seeing them as a couple, it did provide an entertaining and awkwardly charming storyline. It also played homage to Jean-Luc Picard's experience in the TNG episode Menage a Trois, where he had to convince a Ferengi for his romantic feelings against Wuxana. The episode's standout character was Parth, who added humour and depth into the hug-siege at the centre of this romantic farce. Despite some sitcom cliches, the episode delivered a lot of laughs, rich lore and valuable lessons, making it enjoyable and satisfying for fans of the show and its characters. Furthermore, the episode advances the overarching plot with the revelation that the Ferengi conspirator Jeef may have been working with this mysterious ship that's been responsible for the attacks throughout the Quadrant. These ongoing attacks serve as the backdrop for the Ferengi's application for Federation membership, bringing the season arc closer to the forefront while still allowing for some satisfying standalone story. In summary, Parth Ferengi's Heart Place was an entertaining and humorous episode that added depth to the characters, expanded on the show's lore, and set the stage for further developments in the season's overarching plot. Thanks everyone for tuning into this week's episode of 10 Forward. If you'd like to catch up with more Clone Star podcasts, don't forget you can check out clonestarpod.com, where you can see more of our amazing episodes, as well as fan art and blogs written and created by you, our Star Trek fans. Once again, I've been your host, Mike Overton. Let's have a great weekend ahead.